everybody, guess who has the con? This guy got all the controls. I have all the power. I have wielded them from Israel. How is everybody doing? Welcome to another episode of Alpha Vets Podcast. Is, how are you doing, sir?
Chilling.
Yeah. Oh, man. I get to play with all the toys now, everybody. I got controls because I got to run the show for a little bit. So got to get back in the saddle again. I hope everybody is doing great. It's been a fabulous Tuesday. I'm glad you are chilling. I hope the chat is doing fabulous tonight. Feeling good. Feeling great. What's up, Stormy? Alyssa, hello. Hello, Remy. What is going on?
What's up, y'all?
Somebody said, what's Remy, up? I think it's just Chris today. Nope, it is me and Iz today until next week. Whoa, yeah. What up, MC? That's right. I am the master of ceremonies.
I absolutely love this.
Yeah. I saw Iz. I was like, well, he's like, yeah, we're gonna switch roles. I was like, yeah, just sit there and look stupid. All right. Yeah. Yes, I am in a good mood. I was in a good mood yesterday. I was just full of a little bit of piss and vinegar, you know, because of all the things we got to witness over the weekend. But nothing is going to get me down to the point that I'm ready to throw it, you know, throw my toys in the sandbox and walk away. Not going to happen because we know we have nothing to be afraid of. I can be frustrated, but I have no fear. A zero.
No.
A zero.
No. No.
Nope. Oh, man.
Iz, I am kind of getting annoyed, though, with like all their advances.
Well, it should be. We should be annoyed. We should be upset. But that doesn't mean, you know, doesn't mean I'm going to give up. Never give up.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
We got them on the ropes, ladies and gentlemen. No. That's why, you know, I explained, I had a great conversation today because I had to go to the orthodontist, and I had a great conversation with the lady there, and we talked about the dollar and the money, and, you know, she was 30 years old. She's like, yeah, she goes, I worry for my children the way things are right now. Like, are my children going to be even, like, most people can't even barely afford rent anymore and all this other stuff. And I said, well, you know why that is? They print our money into oblivion. And, you know, and then next thing I know, here comes the doc. He comes over. He goes, what are we talking about? Are you over here talking about the dollar and how they just printed out of thin air? And I go, so, you know, too. So you get it. You get it. It's nice. Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
The conversation. That's the hardest thing. And I hope all of you out there, you have the courage to just look for little keywords when you're talking to complete strangers. And if they give you that one, you're in.
You slide right in.
You got to caress it. You got to slide right in. Delicate. And then once you open it up, though, gangbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gangbusters.
It just starts steamrolling.
Just
going. Next thing you know, you're talking about COVID. You're talking about the scam. You're talking about, you know, the pandemic and all that. You're talking about the dollar. You're talking about 9/11. You just keep going. Start talking about reptilians. I tried to save that one for last.
I know, right? You can't lead off. You can't lead off with the reptilians. They'll be like, oh, God, he's crazy.
Uh-oh.
We got one
of them psychos.
Yep, we got a live one here. We got a live one.
That's all right.
Julie Donut, sliding all day. That's right. You got to slide in. You got to ease into the conversation, you know? You know? But once you're in, you are in. You're in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what they're going to do after they talk to you? They're going to go talk to somebody else and go, hey, I talked to this person. I had this conversation and like they were thinking the same thing I was. And it's like, I thought I was the only one. And then you realize you're not the only one.
Yep.
You're not it. We're not alone. Mm-hmm. Media wants you to think you're alone. They want you to think that you're a crazy conspiracy theorist and that there's no hope for our country and that the bad people are going to win. No, they're not.
They're not. I think I just, I guess lately, you know, just had this fire, you know, that I just, it may be partially because of how long we've been, you know, going through all the stuff and timing issues. Like, I'm not necessarily complaining about where we are. I stand by everything we've said, you know, but what God is doing and everything like that. I just have a hard time with him continuing to do it. And yeah. I'm not saying nothing isn't happening. I'm just saying the people, you know, like I would love to know how many people are truly awake in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I want to progress things, you know?
Yeah, it is. Like you even see Trump, like many, he's been on fire on Truth Social. But one, he said, you have these people out protesting everywhere, these radical leftists protesting. Again, Summer of Love is coming. And the Summer of Love of 2024 is going to be way more wild than 2020 was. I assure you, it's going to be lit. Okay. And so Trump's pointing out is like, you got all these lefties out here protesting and, you know, again, saving Israel for last is really starting to take shape as to why, right? I mean, look at the upheaval that has resulted from the whole thing with Israel and Gaza and everything. And again, I know it's people like, well, Israel's bad. Not the people of Israel. Nope. The people of Israel are just like we are here in America. They trusted their government.
People of Iran.
Or the people of Iran or China. It's not the people. It is corrupt governments, okay? It is corrupt people in the governments. So all of this is unfolding. I mean, look at what we've learned about Israel, that it was created, that we learned about the Balfour Declaration, we learned about the Rothschilds and how they were all involved in all of this. And that's why I brought up, you know, a couple, I think it was last week's show, it's like, you know, in the original Hebrew text, nation didn't mean land. They weren't talking, and when they talked about a nation, they weren't talking about a land. All right. If they were talking about land, it was a kingdom. When they say nation, they are talking about people. So when we say that the nation of Israel, we are talking about the people who have their eyes focused on God. All right. That nation. So if you're talking about that, I'd say Israel is just as alive here in America as it is over there in the country of Israel, that nation of believers who believe in Jesus, who believe that he came to save us, that he gave his life for us, that he gave his life so we could be free of our sins and of this prison that the evil ones had built here for us until he came along, the rebel that he was, and freed us by dying on the cross. That's the nation of Israel as far as I'm concerned. It's not land.
Right.
It's not land.
No, and I get that. And, you know, and everybody makes it about the territorial dispute, you know. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I get it, but Israel has always been the center of everything. And, you know, in end times, we all know in end times, Israel is going to be the center again.
Yes.
It's always been the center. Why? Because it is, no matter who is controlling the government, it is the Holy Land.
Yes. That is where Jesus died. That is where he died for our sins, right there. So it will always be the epicenter. Now, in control? Yeah. Who's in control of it right now?
Like, how... I'm not going to give like Satan props or anything, but it's not obviously it's worked for so long. So it wasn't a bad plan on his part to take the nation that has a covenant with God, where God has supernatural protection over the land of Israel, take the government and infiltrate it so you can operate out of God's holy land.
Yep.
Because knowing that God does not break a covenant.
Thank you.
Like that is deception by Satan at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
And so we understand that. Like we get that. We get all the governments. I mean, look what Israel is doing during COVID.
Yeah. Look what they forced their people. Yes. They did the same thing. Again, the two nations that have the covenant with God is at the center of both of these areas. Look what they did to their citizens during COVID. The same thing. The same thing. Israel was the most vaxxed. I think they were the most vaxxed.
They were.
Of all the countries.
Yeah, I think they were.
Yeah. So, again, in the end, but back to my original point, when Q said saving Israel for last for no reason ever mentioned on the board, it's starting to take shape. Why it was saved, because look at what we're heading into now. Look at everything that's being exposed now.
Right.
I mean, the Uniparty is front and center. They are so easy to see. It's not even funny. All of this is coming to light now, and it all started, the revelations really started ramping up, and the light really started to be shined ever since last October 7th when those, and again, I watched those attacks. They all look like they were allowed to happen. That's all I'm going to say. From where I'm standing, you might disagree with me, but a lot of that with what went down on October 7th looked like it was allowed to happen. And who allowed it? I don't know. I think we'll find out.
Well, that's just it too. I mean, you see, now I don't know how recent that post is. I posted in Telegram. It was from Awakened Outlaw. That picture of Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
And with they the closed neck. Up on his neck.
What is that?
That's what I'm saying. So like,
my man looked like he's got a pack of Oscar Mayer hot dogs chilling under his chin.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, what is actually happening? You know, like who's protected? Who's controlled? Who is actually legit? Who's wearing some type of mask? Who is being covered up? If you want to go into a deeper scenario, who's a shapeshifter? Shoot, I don't care. I'll go there because, hey man, once you start to understand the supernatural realm is very interesting, and they can do a lot of different things that we don't even know about. I mean, like we talked about with that Tucker Joe Rogan interview, you know, and Tucker was talking about how, you know, these things have been here for a long time, and it's documented that the governments are in bed with these entities. Mm-hmm. And you can go into the remote viewing and Mount Hayes and all that stuff, and these people aren't nuts that have came out and claimed, you know, of what they've seen in these underground bases and everything, and how long have they been doing it? So it's like, if you're in cahoots with a supernatural entities, mm-hmm. and you're the government and know you can't do anything to defeat them, you're probably going to partner up with them because that's who they are, you know? And again, who knows? Who knows what's going on behind the scenes? But these masks, like, if they're masks or whatever, who's gone? Who's being protected? You know, like it's always been tough for me because you look at like Kim Clement's prophecies, and he's had so many good ones about Netanyahu,
mm-hmm.
and how him being a prophet, you know, that is speaking out. I mean, a lot of people can go down the road of the prophetic, and we can talk about that, but even Kim called out Trump being prophetic, you know? We can all be prophetic, you know? It's pretty simple. You don't have to be like, you're not like Elijah or anything like that. That's not what we're saying. It's we all have the prophetic gift inside of us.
Right.
But it'll be shouting out by the Holy Spirit, and some people don't even know, by shouting out by the words that are coming out from within yourself of the Holy Spirit, you are being prophetic in itself. This is why we teach, speak over your life with greatness and acceleration and abundance and vision, because this is what you're going to go leading into. Your tongue is a rudder, right? This is how we direct our lives, is how we speak about ourselves, how it starts up in here. That's why we got to protect our mind. Because if we don't protect our mind, then all the thoughts and everything else infiltrate, and we start feeling or start speaking bad about ourselves. And guess what? You're going to end up becoming that path. So everything starts with the voice. The voice is the most powerful thing. I mean, when God created the earth, what did it start with? A voice. He spoke it into existence, right? It is from the beginning, the most important thing besides the salvation that Jesus gave us when he died on the cross, to me, has always been your tongue.
Absolutely. Not just your tongue, your thoughts too.
Yeah,
like your thoughts, you I want to tell you a funny story because it happened this morning. So my day did not start off great today. Did not start off great. So this morning before I went to work, I was throwing a pork butt in the crock pot so it could just slow cook all day, right? And I put it in there. And in my head, I had a white shirt on with American flags on it. And I'm like, man, I hope this barbecue sauce doesn't get on my white shirt. I just thought it in my head. What do you think happened? So I had to go upstairs. So I was already running behind this morning. So, and I kind of chuckled. I'm like, you see, that's what you get. You thought about something negative and it happened almost instantaneous. It was the craziest thing. And I just chuckled and was like, okay, all right. I keep forgetting how powerful this bad boy is. So I had to go upstairs because it got not only on my shirt, it got on my pants too. So I had to go upstairs. I had to change into a different outfit. And then I had to put those in the washing machine so they didn't stain. All because I thought it before I did it.
Well, especially when you start thinking about stuff, then you start to get in that mentality. Just like how people like choke under pressure when they start overthinking it and they start focusing on so much that they lose the ability, right? It's the same concept. Same concept. But your mind is a powerful thing.
It is.
A very powerful thing. And this is why we, you know, putting on the armor and everything is so key. Each and every day, don't get me wrong, we're all human. We all have our moments. We have to make sure we stay up with rebuking it. And because you guys have seen me on this show, I've had some moments. And, you know, it still happens. The enemy is always going to come after you, especially to all of you. And all the patriots and fighters out there that are standing up for the nation and fighting against the demonic activity, he's going to, like, the infiltration is going to try and continue to come within to try and discourage you from pulling away. This is, once you start building up, when they start to, you know, as Kevin would say, when the demonic side that is always trying to attack you, when they see, you know, that you figured it out, it gets easier because it was always very hard, like very hard. And Chris, through this journey, and I'm sure everybody else here can agree that as time has gone on, even though things are chaotic, I think the thoughts have really, like negative thoughts have really died down to a point. They still come. I'm just saying they're not as strong as they used to be as you grow. And it becomes a lot more easier to see what God has in store for you and what's a lie, what's being whispered into your ear from the enemy. I mean, that's the one thing we got to remember the most is that you hear all these negative things about yourself in your head and you lose it and start thinking about things. That's not God. Like, none of that has ever been God, because God would never do that to you. Jesus would never speak into your ear and give you doubt. You know, in fact, he told Peter, he said, why'd you doubt?
Yep.
Why'd you do it? Everything was fine, but you started doubting.
You're walking on that water until you doubt it. Yeah, man.
You haven't prayed, Chris.
I know. Let's pray. Hey, let's pray. Hey, the show started off with a little bit of fire, a little bit of zest. Well, now we're really going to ratchet it up a little bit. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you, Father, and we just give you all the glory. And we thank you once again for bringing us all together. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity for fellowship. We thank you for this opportunity to speak truth to power. And we thank you for the opportunity to worship you, Father, and to talk about all the good things that you're doing in a world full of chaos. And we thank you each day. We thank you for breathing life into our lungs, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you so much for your guidance. And we thank you for your discernment. We thank you for wisdom, Father. We just need it so much right now. We need your wisdom to just rain down upon us. And especially that discernment, Father, in a world that there's so much information out there. There's so many things and deceptions that the evil ones are trying to do to steer us away from your path, Father. And we just thank you for guarding our minds, for giving us that mindset to not give in to fear, to not give in to temptations, to not give in to those thoughts of doubt that the spiritual realm, they are always around us, Father. That's trying to sow seeds of doubt inside each and every one of us. And we know, Father, that it is you that is in control right now, that it is you that is working on not just this nation, many nations, Father, because we know when this is all over, that your Holy Spirit is going to spread like fire across this entire world, and that we will turn back. We will turn back from our wicked ways. We will turn back and we will all just look to you each and every day for your guidance. And we just thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity to be a part of this, for removing those scales from our eyes, for giving us that spiritual vision to see the things around us, to see the truth, to see the reality. You know, right now, Father, we are being shown a world that has always been there. The people who rule this world have done a very good job of pulling the wool over our eyes, for putting those scales on our eyes. And that is why now all these chaotic things are happening, because you are on the scene. You are on the scene. They know who they are at war with. And now the world that has been there the whole time is being revealed to us, Father. And throughout all this, we have no fear. Absolutely no fear, because we know that you are with us. We know that your arms are around us. We know that you are protecting us, Father, and that you are keeping us from harm's way. I know you're with my family and Israel's family. We know that you're with everybody here in this chat tonight. And as always, Father, we know that somebody is going to come across this video for the first time. They're going to hear this prayer, and they are going to know that you are speaking to them, that you are with them, and that your hand is reaching out, just waiting for them to grab it, and that you are going to take them on a ride of their life when they start walking with you on your path, Father. And we just thank you again for giving every one of us here an opportunity to be a part of this. For this is the Great Awakening. We know that you are bringing as many souls back, because we have been given a window by you, Father, and we are going to take every opportunity to bring as many people back, to help as many people we can see the things that you need us to see, Father. We just know that you will use us to help others see you, to help others find you, and to help others walk with you, Father, and that you will show them the love and kindness that you've showed everybody here. You know, we know that there are so many lives that have been changed, especially over the last 8 years, Father. It has been an amazing journey walking with you. It is, it's been such a great experience to be humbled by you, Father. And we just know that each day you will continue to humble us, continue to help us find that faith in humanity, and to keep us grounded and our eyes focused on you. And Father, we thank you for people like our true president, Donald J. Trump, and his family. We know, Father, that they are trying everything they can to take this man out. They're even threatening to take away his Secret Service protection. But we know no matter what they do, no matter what sling or arrow they throw at him, nothing will touch him. And we just thank you, Father, for placing your hands upon him and giving him the job of standing in the gap between us and those who wish to do us harm, Father. And we just thank you for that. And we know, because you have anointed him and you have put him here for this time and this season, that nothing will touch him. And Father, we know that your spirit is helping so many people find that courage. We are right now, we need courage, Father. We need your spirit within each and every one of us, because it resides in each and every one of us. And we know that you are placing your hands on us and reviving that spirit that has been inside of us this whole time. And we will stand up. We will stand up for ourselves. We will stand with you, and we will do the things necessary to help us restore this great country and take it back from those who wish to do us harm. And we know, Father, that you are just raising so many people up each and every day, especially in our government. Then we know that there are many people that are going to do the right thing. And I even pray for those, Father, that still haven't turned back, that still want to pursue their evil, wicked plans. And I just know, Father, that you are still going to find a way to reach the heart of even the most hardened hearts, and you will turn them back, and they will be a part of this, and they will help us restore this country. And I just pray for them, Father. I pray that they find the will to change, and they find a way to let you reside in their heart and repent for what they have done. And Father, we thank you so much for the true prophets. We know you are speaking through so many people and that you've anointed so many people, Father. And we just know you will continue to find a way to speak to through them to us, and that you will protect them and no harm will come their way. And as always, Father, we thank you so much for this community we have here at Alpha Vets. We thank you for giving us this platform. We thank you for giving us the ability to spread this message far and wide all over this country and all over the world. And we know that you will just help us continue to grow, that you will be in the room with us tonight like you are every night, Father. And we just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
So let's start off. You asked me a question today.
I did.
You did. You said, you asked me,
what
is it possible? Is it possible to worship God and fight for the, let me pull up my phone because I don't want to mess up the word.
Oh, he's gonna quote me.
It was a very good, it was a good question. And it even kind of caught me off guard.
I know. He said, huh?
Huh? What? So it sends me, he's like, can one only support either God or the Constitution, or can you support both? And I said, both. Both. Because, and why both? Because God gave us this nation. Our covenant is with him. This is his nation. And that document that I swore an oath to uphold and defend, and so did Israel, and so did so many other people in this country. That document is divinely inspired by our Creator. That is why I don't worship the Constitution. I uphold it because I understand what it stands Correct. For and the freedoms Correct. That it gives me. So mm-hmm. absolutely both. But I'm hearing grumblings. It's crazy. Like you can't support, you know, it's a man-made document. Yeah, it was inspired. The Bible was written by man. Inspired by who, Israel? The Word of God.
Correct.
Somebody had to write it. Somebody wrote that document. And those men who wrote that document made a covenant to our Creator. So 100%, I will worship God. I have faith in God all day long. But I will do everything in my power to not just uphold God's word, but to uphold that document.
And that's just
and it. Protect it.
And that's why I asked the question. Obviously, you know where I stood on it. It was more of a, you know, like a question, like I know Chris knew the answer. I knew what he was thinking or what he would have said, but I wanted him to confirm it. Because, you know, the Constitution holds a lot of things inside of it that protect this nation,
mm-hmm.
that give us the rights. And through tyranny, they've been trying to violate everything that it upholds, you know, our rights within the Constitution of what we're able to do. And I just had the question of when is enough enough? Mm. Now, I'm not, and when people start to say that I have no faith and that I have, you know, I don't listen to what I've been preaching with in regarding the prophetic and everything like that, it has nothing to do with what I was talking about. What I was talking about, and Sandra made a good point because she related a lot better than I probably did. But through biblical events, we're always on the you know, through before God intervened, there was courage that took place where people were on the brink of annihilation. And it took certain events to where it looked like it was impossible and God intervened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was brilliantly spoken because that is how it has happened through so many different stories through biblical times. Well, here we are today. Here we are today. And we continue. I'm not going to lie. I have a problem with it that we sit here and continue to allow them to walk all over us,
mm-hmm.
to spend money we don't have, to aid and comfort other countries, Article 3 states about treason, about aiding and comforting the enemies of the United States. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
We have the Biden regime and whoever's controlling it has armed the Taliban, the Ukraine army, which has, we know about the battalion that is full of Nazis. We know what they're doing. We know that Ukraine is full of deep state operations, sex trafficking, you know, your bio labs, and much more, you know, just full of corruption. So I knowing this stuff, and then we have an invasion at the border,
mm-hmm.
which goes into Article 4 about the government protecting each state from invasion. So we have these clear violations of our Constitution that we believe that was divinely written, inspired.
Yep.
So it was divinely inspired, and we have been given our rights. If we just sit back, this is where I have a problem with it, is I don't necessarily have a problem. People have faith, and that's great. That is a wonderful thing. You need that. You need that. But when it comes to the point of the Christian cartel side, or the I'm going to sit back and wait until the rapture because there's nothing we can do about it, that is the most lazy, because Jesus told us to occupy until he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have this nation that is the big brother, the nation that stands in front and in the way of communism and tyranny, if this nation falls, everybody falls. So is it? I'm not saying that we should go out in guns blazing. That's not what I was suggesting at all. I'm just saying, how is there not a fire lit underneath people's feet to do more? Exactly. Chris, me and you have talked about it many times. Like, me and you, we'd be there front and center. But guess what? If we organize something, we'd probably be the only ones standing there. Because everybody wants to sit and wait.
And they did a good job. That was another reason for January 6th. Their January 6th hoax, where you still have people to this day, political prisoners rotting in a jail cell for protesting a stolen election. Right. And now we all know what January 6th was, but that served so many purposes. Not only did it cover up a fraudulent election and give them another hoax to go after Trump with, and it put the fear in people that if you go and try and protest, your God-given right to protest, to stand up for your beliefs and to stand up for wrongs, that they're going to throw you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
That there were so many. The J6 PSYOP was successful on many fronts. It neutered the public. It neutered the American citizen. It neutered him. Not everybody, but a lot of people, because they don't want to get thrown in jail. I get it. Same thing how they scare you with taxes, right? You live in a free country, but you got to let them steal your money or they'll throw you in jail. So it had many effects. All I'm saying is, you even had Trump today. That's why I brought this up too. He said, look at all these people on the left protesting. It's almost like he was saying, like, hey, it might be time for you to start speaking out a little bit, America, because from where I'm sitting, I've always believed that we are part of this plan. We are part of it. The people.
Absolutely.
Of this country. I'm not saying violence. I'm not saying, but there are so many ways we could take control. It's not even funny. But how do we band together and do it nonviolently? There's so many nonviolent ways to sink this system right now, because we hold all the power, every bit of it. But how do we get where's the unity? What did Kim say? The unity from my people? That's the toughest part. How do we do it? Maybe instead of, like, I love doing this part. I love speaking the truth. But we also got to start thinking outside the box of how do we come together and unify and actually make it work and actually do it. Like Israel said, how many people, if I said, I'm going to be in DC tomorrow to just peacefully protest, how many would show up? That's the thing. Probably how do we do it?
Maybe.
Right now, there's over 1,000 people watching this show. Start brainstorming. Start getting with your buddy. How do we unify as a country and send the biggest double barrel peacefully to these people and show them who's in charge?
Right. How do we do it? Yeah. It's tough also because then once you start organizing something, and I get this part. Once you start organizing something and these three letter agencies and stuff hear of it.
Oh yeah.
Boom. This is when they show up and this is when they start doing what they do. So I get that point.
I get that point.
And that's why you can't be like, you know, if you organize something, you have to make sure everybody that is there does not do any type of breach.
Well, the thing is, dude, J6 was peaceful until they started shooting, throwing they threw hornet's nests. Those things are no joke. They were throwing hornet's nest grenades into the crowd. They were shooting pepper balls into it. You don't do that to. They wanted, just like right now, they're poking you. They're throwing all this stuff in your face, right? Right in your face, waving flags of another country in the people's house. They want to get a response out of you, just like they did with the crowd at J6. They orchestrated that response. You start shooting people with non-lethal ammo and then open the gates and wave them in. What do you think they're going to do? When you shoot, when I was at in the DOJ, part of crowd control, it's all about getting people to move in certain directions. If you go back and watch the videos, what they do, they launch the gas past the people out into the middle of them. So you either had the choice of moving back or moving forward. And that's exactly why they did what they did. So back to my original point is, how do we unite without there's I hate violence. Violence is done by stupid people who can't use this. All right. So how do we unite? How do we send a message to these people that enough is enough, that we're done?
I mean, it's you can start by stop giving in to their
versus non-compliance.
It's non-compliance. Yeah. It's non-compliance.
Non-compliance.
But like one thing, you know, like, and I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but like hypothetically, let's say Trump was the first, you know, even if he was insulated and he went in and they arrest him, threw him in prison, you know, insulated. Mm-hmm. What irritate me the most is knowing that this man, through the prophetic words and everything like that, was placed there by God to be a David for this nation, to lead this nation. He has taken so much hit, so many hits for all the American people, whether they like him or not. My heart wants to back him up.
Yeah.
Because he fought for us, so why shouldn't we fight for him? You know, like I understand we go through the warfare on social media and everything like that, and you know, there's always constant lies attacking him and everything like that, and we've done good as a collective group around the nation, around the world, of defending him. But when it comes to if it came to a point of like trying to throw him in prison or something like that, I can't let that happen. I can't, man. He's done so much, and his family's been through so much that he deserves to have the American people behind him.
Exactly. Like, so I don't know if I reposted it today, but you know, we've talked about this on the show. Like, I just wish people, when it came to Donald Trump, would start asking themselves some simple questions. His predecessors, Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton, and Daddy Bush, all left office. Even Reagan, ladies and gentlemen, even Reagan left the White House with more money than when he went into the White House. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not saying Reagan. I'm just saying it wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot. I think it was like maybe 5 million more than, but Reagan did get some book deals, whatever. Then you have Poppy Bush, made millions. Yeah, Clinton, the Clintons, all right? The Clintons went in worth like $1 million and left $254 million richer after 8 years in the White House. The Clintons. Then you got George Bush left. I think he made like 20 or 30 million while he was in the White House. Left the White House with like 20, 30 million more than what he had going in. Barack Obama went in like a million or 1.2 million, something like left 70 million. Dude's worth 70 million, has mansions in Martha's Vineyard and out in Hawaii while he served the American people. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you got Donald John Trump. Goes into office, cool $3.4 billion because he can't be bought like the rest of these clowns. And he leaves $1 billion poorer. He lost $1 billion while he was in office and worked for free for the American people for 4 years. And I would love to see anybody on the left explain to me how that, out of all the ones previous to him, screams corruption in your eyes. Explain it to me like I'm a moron. Because it doesn't make sense and you know it. And but the thing is your that firewall we call pride, for y'all, it goes up immediately because you'll never be able to admit that you got duped by the media into hating somebody for no reason. We've seen multiple proof that these people are corrupt, multiple proof that Biden's are corrupt, that the family are corrupt. How do they make millions when they don't even have a business? You've seen all the evidence, but because the media tells you there's nothing to see here, you just caught, you rub your hands with it. Meanwhile, you have a guy who I believe has been honest with the American people, getting railroaded, and is right now up in a courtroom in New York for nothing.
For nothing.
For nothing. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know why people don't, I don't know what more it takes. Oh, I love Honey Badger, don't give up.
What's happening with the classified documents set up? The whole thing is a scam, from Fonnie Willis to Jack Smith to Big Tish James. A conspiracy on lawfare, and it's working. And the reason it's working, we're allowing it to work.
Yes.
You are worthless, Jim Jordan. You are worthless, Polly Pockets Johnson, worthless, and I don't care how many puff pieces in Politico, and I don't care how many times Chuck Schumer, that condemns you even more. You are working with and for people out to destroy the country, and it is obvious now, as the nose on your face, it's obvious that the House Republicans want Trump to lose. They're going to raise all this money from Paul Singer to hold the House and maybe add a seat, take a couple of seats in the Senate, and they're just fine with that because they think they can wait MAGA out where they got other news coming. And people say, oh, you got to get off him. I'm not going to get off him until we break him because he's disgusting. He has nice lied to us. The southern border is wide open, and now Trump is being crucified in a court in Manhattan. We have the evidence to bring a criminal conspiracy and bring those people to Congress right now and start going on offense and make their lives just as hard as Donald John Trump's. Yet they sit on it, and they sit on it because they want to sit on it. It's very obvious what's going on here. And if you're prepared, if other people are prepared to take it, then go ahead and take it. I don't have to, and I'm not, because I see a good man being destroyed. A good man who came back to lead us to victory and beat all the people they put up. No, he's not doing a good job. He's not doing a good job defending you, and he's doing a worse job of defending this nation. And therefore, he must go. And I don't care if it risks Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries runs the place anyway. Don't take it from me. Read the Politico puff piece. Oh, he talked to the generals in Europe. Oh, he'd read the intelligence. You're a clown. Oh, I talked to the generals defending our freedom. Are you kidding me? These NATO goofballs? And if you got it, bring it, bro. Bring it. Show us the evidence. Show us the receipt. Show us. Show us. Show us. You don't have anything. You're a little twerp.
I'm telling you, man, people are mad.
Yeah, not in Pennsylvania, though. I don't know what is going on in Pennsylvania. That's all I'm going to say. I don't understand it. Your cities are disgusting.
Oh.
The vote, how many people are still voting for this dude, this corrupt person that Joe Biden is. Because, you know, they had their primary today. And I'm like, look at Philadelphia. Look at Pittsburgh. Look at these Democrat-run cities. Why do people... I don't get it. I see this thing. I grew up out in L.A. I left L.A. Thank God we left L.A. I wouldn't want to be out there. And the thing is I love L.A. It's where I'm from. It's where I was born. If you ask me, where I'm from, I'm going to tell you West by God, Virginia. That's what I'm going to tell you. Even though I spent a majority of my life on the West Coast. Because in my soul, I'm from West Virginia. I got a West Virginia soul. I got a soul of the South, okay? But I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand when you see the things that are going on in your cities. So either your elections are tainted and corrupt and that many people aren't voting for him, or people, we have lost our way in this country.
Right.
I don't think it's the latter. I refuse to believe that many people are actually voting for these people, that they're voting for the mutilization of children's genitalia, that they're voting for the normalization of pedophilia, that they're voting for, you know, taking a baby out of the womb at 9 months. I don't believe it. I refuse to believe that we are that far gone, that many people are. I'd like to believe there's more good than bad. And that people can see when their justice system is weaponized against them. Because I will say it until I'm blue in the face. If they can make Trump up charges on Donald Trump and bring him and do what they're doing to him, this lawfare is another form. Again, 5GW, fifth generation warfare. Lawfare is one of their tactics. The communists love it. The communists love lawfare. They love it. While telling you you're the fascist. Meanwhile, they're trying to lock up their political opponent because they know they can't beat him.
That's what I'm saying. They're trying to overwhelm him, him with keeping him locked up in court so he can't do anything up until election season. And then once that happens, they're like, all right, we're just going to lock him up anyway.
Yeah. If Donald Trump came out tomorrow and held a news conference and says, you know what? I'm done. I'm not running. I'm dropping out. Nikki Haley again. The fact that people are still voting for Nikki Haley just reiterates everything I just said. Just reiterates everything I just said, which shows you it's not a left and right issue. It's an everyone issue. Some people have lost their way. They can't see. They can't see that the old guard Republican Party never had their best interests in mind. Never.
Right.
Fake conservatives. They're one and the same, ladies and gentlemen. And Nikki Haley is one of them, too. Take that to the bank, okay? She ain't even in the race, and you got people voting for her. Make it make sense. It's like throwing a temper tantrum. Why are you throwing
tantrum? That's another important thing about the Constitution. You know, you had dividing powers. So it wouldn't be ruled by one power. But guess what? It is. It's the uniparty.
Yeah. It's the uniparty. So it's
everything against the Constitution. But they do it through Dems and Republicans.
This is good, and that's not Republican Democrat. It is not left versus right. It is not black versus white. It's not a race issue. It's not. It is a morality issue at this point. It's a moral issue. It is good versus evil. You're being shown everything right now to your face. You are going to have to pick a side. What side do you want? Do you want to be on the losing team? Because let me tell you how it's going to wind up for those that are evil. They lose. They lose. Imagine being them. Imagine being those who worship the evil one, who don't understand they're under the influence of the evil one. They lose. He's a loser. He's going to lose. I will say it again. Lose, lose, lose. So do you want to be on the winning team or do you want to be on the losing team? Period, full stop.
Team? What team?
Team? What? Playoffs? Playoffs?
Remember the Titans reference.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're doing. But then you have to go in. We're talking about playoffs.
Playoffs?
But yeah. Team? What team? I'm killing my... No. I'm going to go out.
You think I give a hoot about you?
I'm going to go out and I'm going to get mines. Attitude reflect leadership.
Captain.
Yeah.
That's so right.
That's all I'm saying, man, is, you know, honestly, is I don't know where I was going before I started ranting about Pennsylvania. Okay. I just happened to pull up the results because I was curious, and I'm like, you've got to be joking me. You've got to be joking me.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence, and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way.
Facts. Facts. Yeah. Facts. Hey, but in my defense, ladies and gentlemen, I took a wicked blow to the head when I was in the military. So sometimes
I do a few concussions in my day.
I hate when it happens, but sometimes I can be mid-thought and I'm like, what was I talking about? Because I forgot. Or where was I going?
I've shown that many times on this show.
Yes, it happens. It happens. You know what's crazy is I got a nice dent right here, too. You can feel the dent where, yeah, I got popped good right there.
Oh,
I cracked some stuff. I was wearing a hard hat, too. I was wearing a hard hat.
I thought I was a Jedi when I was a kid. I was like 7 years old.
Yeah.
You were Obi-Wan? I thought I could force leap over the couch, and we had an unfinished basement. And my foot clipped the couch, and I just went face first right into the cement. You know when you can like taste?
Yes.
The taste of like just the biggest like knock in your head.
Yeah.
Man, I'm pretty sure that ding still got me. Yeah. Still affected me today. I rebuked that, but man, that stuff hurts.
Now.
Well, go for it.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. My bad.
You have the floor, sir.
I do have the con, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody said cussing Eddie. Yeah. I got a plate right here. I wouldn't let him do a plastic one and mess with my part. You know, I got like cussing Eddie was the best. Like, you know, counter, I can't be around microwaves because I got this metal plate in my head.
Yeah.
So what I was gonna say. Since we're talking about Trump, greatest president ever, some documents came out because Judge Cannon decided to tell Jack Smith to shove it. And we got to see some of what was going on in Jack Smith's head and why he wanted to hide all of this. If you guys haven't checked it out, let me go find it here real quick. Let me go find it. You need to go and follow because I always forget her last name. It makes me so angry. Again, memory issues. So you got it. Julie Kelly. Yeah, Julie Kelly. If you haven't followed her on X, go give her a follow. She's been doing some really good reporting on the document stuff. But look right in here. I just want you to look at this document because that one stood out to me. In the memorandum, the Energy Department's assessment, Assistant General Counsel disclosed that the agency's Central Personnel Clearance Index and Clearance Action Tracking System reflected an active queue clearance for President Trump based on information provided by the Office of Environment, Health, Safety, and Security, and documents reviewed by the Office of the General Counsel. The Assistant General Counsel instructed that the relevant systems be immediately amended and properly modified to reflect the terminated status of President Trump's Q clearance. Now, number one, Q clearance is the highest security clearance you can obtain in the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
From the Department of Energy.
From the Department of Energy. Now, number one, how many times did Trump say energy was what? Crucial. Energy mm-hmm. is important. Everything is energy. So Trump has a Q clearance. He's working with NARA from the time he leaves the White House. He's working with them, going back and forth. All right. NARA's complaining because we all know what documents you have. And if you don't know, I'm going to tell you. He had the crossfire. The biggest ones he had was Crossfire Hurricane because he declassified them in December of 2020. And the day before he left office, he sent out another memo just reiterating that he had declassified the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. So I promise you what happened. Biden got in there, figured they knew They knew he had them because he told everybody he declassified them. They knew he had them. And NARA immediately is like, hey, we need to review these. Now, mind you, they have 5 years after President Lee's office to work with him on what documents are gonna he's going to keep and which documents are going to go to the archives. Okay? That's a tit for tat. It's back and forth. It's negotiation. Well, Trump was negotiating with him. I promise you what happened is they saw what he had and realized, like, this is literally everything that will implicate us for treason.
Mm-hmm.
For sedition, all those naughty words in our can go to prison for a really long time for. And then they panicked and they sent an FBI team from Washington, D.C. down to Florida to raid his home and take him back. Even though my daughter goes, well, Dad, I said, do you understand, daughter? He had a skiff. Daughter. I said, do you know what a skiff is? A skiff is a place where you can go and look at classified information. I said, he had one at his home. His house was guarded 24/7 by Secret Service. Those documents were probably safer there than they ever would be in Washington, D.C. Because if they made it back to Washington, D.C., they probably would never be seen again. They would disappear because they implicate a lot of people. And she goes, oh, well, then why'd they go get it? I was like, exactly. They didn't need to. They panicked. They wanted them back. But then after they got those documents, they realized, oh, snap. The Prez has a Q clearance. So not only was he covered under the Presidential Records Act, he was also covered to have those documents because he had the highest level security clearance you can obtain in the federal government.
And they did everything they possibly could to make sure that Q clearance was revoked.
Yep. That going back, what did it say? To immediately amend and properly modify to reflect. Modified means they had to go back and make it look like he didn't have it before they went and took those documents from him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's called a cover up, ladies and gentlemen. That is why Jack Smith didn't want any of this information to get out to the public, because he knows that the public's not dumb. He knows that the public would see this and see that the entire documents case is an absolute sham. We all knew it was a sham from the get-go. We know the one in New York is a sham. We know the one in Georgia is a sham. We know the one with the cuckoo lady, E. Jean Carroll, is a sham. It's all lawfare. Yep. And that's why Jack Smith wanted to hide those documents from you, because they knew you would put two and two together and realize that this is a political witch hunt. And, oh, by the way, you found out what else? That they told you never – Biden, I wasn't involved in any of that. Biden absolutely was involved in them raiding – Donald Trump's home, just like Biden's number three guy is up there chilling in New York trying a hush money case. Why would the number three guy in the DOJ step down from the number three position to go and practice law in New York? It's a hit job. That's why. But they think you're stupid, America. They think you're dumb. They think you're dumb.
Not to mention his counsel at the time was trying to email them and try and set up meetings within, and they refused constantly. So Trump was trying to participate when they said Trump was doing everything he possibly could to not cooperate with authorities, but they were trying to reach out, and they were ignoring him. Why? Because they had a set plan to go after Trump.
Yep.
Biden's White House, the unredacted forms, documents show that the White House was clearly going after Trump and telling him or telling everybody that that was their goal. So the Biden regime and whoever's running the Biden regime was leading the charge against Trump in this document case. Mm-hmm. This case should be thrown out tonight.
I don't know why. Part of me, I hope Judge Cannon throws it out on its butt, because that's where it belongs. What a joke. And again, there's still questions on whether Jack Smith is even allowed to be a special prosecutor because he was not an employee of the DOJ.
Yeah.
He came from the Hague in wherever, overseas. So, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Hey, check this out.
Yeah.
You want to get mad?
Sure, why not? I'm in a good mood. Let's ruin it. Let's ruin it.
Let's ruin it. It's confirmed that Biden administration spends border security funds on an environmental agenda.
Get out of town.
Did you guys see this? November of 2023, House Budget Committee Chairman Arrington and Oversight Task Force sent a letter to the Government Accountability Office seeking clarity on whether the Biden administration violated the Impoundment Control Act of 1974 by blocking the use of funds intended to continue construction secure of the border wall. And yeah, you guys should go check this out, budget.house.gov. I will link it. The proclamation ended the prior administration's emergency declaration, starting the new policy that no more American taxpayer dollars be diverted to construct a border wall. But nope, they did it to you. What? Environmental agenda. Environmental agenda instead. And now you're hearing things about what they say today. What they say today about a climate emergency powers. Are you kidding me?
You know what's funny? A year ago, I told one of my buddies at work, I said, they're going to try. I said, watch. I was like, these people will try and lock us down because of climate. They'll claim some kind of climate emergency. And he's like, no way. And I'm like, okay. And that was a year ago. I'm like, okay.
Just wait.
They have to. See, people who think that sounds crazy, I'm not saying they're not.
It's crazy.
Attention. They're just looking at the wrong thing. If you understand that these people are fighting for their lives, that's why you're seeing all the chaos. I know that here, but they're fighting for their lives. They're going to do whatever they have to do to keep control, to keep power. Because if they lose it, many of them are going to lose their lives. Like they will no longer be with us. Okay. They're going bye-bye. And a lot of them are going to go away for a really long time. By the time they ever get out of prison, they'll be like Methuselah. So they have no choice. So when you tell somebody like, hey, they would probably declare a climate emergency and try and lock us down and tell us to stay in our home because the big bad boogeyman, the sun, is going to kill us. We got to block out the sun. Look what you're seeing right now. They openly have articles out here now. Should we block out the sun to stop climate change? What are you talking about, you crazy people?
Dude, I shouldn't say a new study, another study about cow farts. Again,
now they're saying today. Our pets, dogs, my poor dog, got to put him down. Climate change.
What's next?
What's next? Remember the article? It said we should stop breathing. Breathing is causing climate change. I'm like, you're not paying attention to the right stuff. It's amazing. It really is. And you know what else is crazy? Think about that. What else is out there? What did you just see happen in Dubai? Since we're going to talk about conspiracy theories, because this is
like no sun,
my mind. No, the rain, all the rain they got where they, oh, yeah. They admitted that they seed the clouds in order to make it rain, and they screwed up and they did something, and they got more. They got 2 years worth of rainfall in like one day. Now, do you know what happens when you have dry, super dry ground? You would think if it was super dry, it would just soak all the water up, but it doesn't. The water glides right off of it. Because it takes time to get down and penetrate the soil and for it to really take it in. So when you get 2 years worth of rainfall in one day on ground that is dry as a bone, guess what happens? You get floods. And you saw the picture. You saw Dubai. So now that they've openly admitted to you, you still have people out here that claim that there's no such thing as chemtrails, even though there's multiple evidence out here. Governments are already saying, state governments, Tennessee, hey, no more spraying in our skies above us, right? We're gonna put the kibosh to that bad boy. And you still have people out here going, they're contrails. No, they're not. I know what a contrail looks like. I've lived around military bases. I know what a contrail looks like. I know what they look like. Okay. I live by a major airport. I know what they look like. They don't stretch for miles across the sky and then expand into a dense cloud. They don't do that.
Right.
And they tell you. So the proof is out there, and you still have people that want to deny them. You just had a government, again, get 2 years worth of rainfall in one day because they admitted they seeded the clouds They met weather modification. So, Israel, you're starting to see, have you noticed all these weird radar anomalies going on in our country? The circles.
And,
all this weird stuff's going on. You just had a cluster of earthquakes in Taiwan. I think it's still going on.
Do you believe they're getting hit with aftershocks and earthquakes like crazy?
You're being shown the truth that they can use weather as a weapon. So do you, Israel, if you were evil, okay, let's just talk about it. If you were evil and you knew you could control the weather, all right, and by creating disasters, then you could milk people of their hard-earned money, and then insurance companies make a bunch of money. They're all in cahoots, right? Could you modify the weather to create disasters in order to bank off of the rebuild?
Oh yeah.
Could you modify the weather in order to, you know, subdue your enemy on the battlefield, you know, make it rain, do whatever? Could weather be used as a weapon? And
yes.
100 yes. And why do I believe that? Because I know that we talked about it last night. Technology-wise, we had flying saucers, whatever you want to call them, way back in the 40s and 50s. What do you think they got now? They can make holograms in the sky appear real, appear like something.
Man, that stuff's wild. Like,
so if you don't think, to those people who still don't think that they're doing something up there, that there's whatever they're spraying on you, you're not paying attention. And I remember having this conversation years ago with a buddy of mine, and he goes, "You know what?
Yeah,
I never look up. And I'm like, "Well, maybe you should start. Should start looking up." Like, so many people, have you noticed? You got a lot of people when they walk, they're always just looking down at their feet or their phone. Yeah. Meanwhile, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on right above your head too.
I remember having that conversation. I had that conversation with my brother 2.5-3 years ago. I was like, "Dude, geoengineering, man." Like, me and my dad had a conversation with him. My brother looked at me and he's like, "Nope. That's not real." I'm like not even like the slightest, like not even like a little bit interested or curious of a potential that it's real.
What's that, Ron Funches? You think your government's like batting 1,000? You don't believe in any? You don't believe in any conspiracy theories?
Right.
What?
Right. And now it's just like open, you know? It's just
Lego
again.
Lego movie.
Conspiracy theories are bad 1,000. That's for sure.
Yeah, really are. I think we're like conspiracy theory. It's a great time. It's a compliment if you call me a conspiracy theorist. I'm like, thank you. I really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Me?
What? This is crazy. Okay.
Yeah, man. It's wild. It's very interesting. But no, they definitely do it. They definitely do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're showing you right to your face. And people are like, "No, it's not real. It's not real." What?
It's not real, man. You watch too many conspiracy movies and stuff. And as Biden would say, let's just hear what Biden did have to say. This is always fun.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
It's always great. It's always great.
How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? Yes. Yes, Joe Biden. Yes.
My man.
My man. Coming with the facts. Coming with the facts.
Meanwhile, this is happening, you know, entirely too often.
Oh yeah,
from Japan. Many from Japan. Very popular man, you know that, right?
You too.
You look well. I'm a little talk. Any questions or anything?
What do you think about the significance of Mr. Hassel coming all over to pay a visit to you at this time around?
Well, he's a highly respected man in Japan and beyond, and somebody that I've liked and I've known through our very dear friend, right, Shinzo. We love Shinzo.
Yes. And Shinzo.
He was a great man, by the way. He was a great, great man. But we got to know each other. We like each other. And we'll be talking about Japan and the United States right now and lots of other things also. But highly respect it. It's a great honor to have him.
What is your message to the Japanese people?
To the people of Japan? Yes. It's a great country. You're doing very well. Shinzo was a great friend of mine. He was truly a great man and somebody that we all respected and we really loved. And I miss him greatly. I miss him greatly. But we really admire the people of Japan. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Now, Chris, you don't find this interesting that he meets with him on the day of? He's talking about the dollar in the yen.
It's not a coincidence, Israel.
It can't be. It cannot be.
I just love that we literally talked about it last night on the show about Japan is being crushed by the U.S. dollar. And then today, Big Daddy comes out and is like, hey, everybody.
In case you guys want realize, outfits?
I like them. They're great like guys.
They're a couple of cool guys. They can be out there sometimes, but hey.
Yeah. Hey. A little fired up from
They're doing
my
their day. Best. They're doing their best.
But yeah, I mean, it's not a coincidence that he talked about what's happening over in Japan with the dollar and the yen. And it's only a matter of time. It is only a matter of time, man. Until it happens. And I think we're getting close. And again, I would like to point out, ladies and gentlemen, that he didn't come and meet with Joe Biden. No, he came to meet Donald Trump. Amazingly, while he's being dragged through the mud in a courtroom in New York, they're making him stay there. And is Donald Trump doing what? That's what you do when you're Donald Trump, is you take advantage of every situation, right? You go out into the street and you meet with the people and you show the rest of the country that what you see on the media is not what's really taking place out in the public. Donald Trump is loved by so many Americans in this country. So many Americans. So he's taking full advantage of showing you that he not only has the will of the people behind him now, he's more popular now than he was in 2020 and in 2016. He's more popular now with all the indictments. Because again, we the people are not stupid and we can see what's taking place. But that guy didn't come meet, Azo didn't come and meet with Joe Biden. He came to meet with Donald Trump in the tower that I might add that Letitia James had tried to take twice and has failed twice. Everything's right there, right? It's all out in the open.
It's all right there.
I'm frustrated with what I see with Mike Johnson and all this stuff too, but I believe there's something bigger at play here. There's something bigger at play here. And again, why do I think that? Because prophecy said that we would all be shocked at how he takes the giant down, how God takes this giant down, how he uses people to take down the giant. In the end, all will be revealed. When the credits start rolling, you'll figure out who was really on your side and who was playing a part and all this good stuff. I firmly believe that. It'll all come out in the wash, and we will win because we're on the winning
team. Yeah, man. I mean, I think of detailed plans. Like, because I was thinking like the 17 posts where he said deals had to be made.
Yeah.
Or else 90% of Congress or whatever would be in prison. So I think about stuff like that, and I take people like Mike Johnson and the meetings with Trump. And I'm like, okay, are they like saying, all right, you're going to continue to do what you do. You are going to light a fire underneath the American people, you know, and whatever deal is being made with that. I don't know how that goes. I mean, to an extent, that can be questionable about that type of deal, obviously. Or even if they're actually sending money, for all we know.
Like, right.
Do we even know?
And didn't Trump say... A loan, something. He's like, I would give a, you know, they asked him about the money. He's like, yeah, we give him a loan, not just give him money, give him a loan. So loan. I would like to see the bill, because if this money we gave to Ukraine was a loan, give us a loan, give us the money, give us credit,
give us credit.
Give it, we pay you back but after the war.
I don't know.
I don't give us a credit. No,
give us a credit. It's not.
It's a, you, it's, it's, you, it's a, A little bit of Italian. Right
Italian Zelensky.
Yeah. We don't know.
Good.
We don't know, good. Man. But Trump, I mean, if you want to be, even Lindsey Graham got in and was like, without Trump, this wouldn't have got done. So are we mad at Trump? Because it's got, we don't know. Yeah, mm-hmm. It sucks. And again, we got more revelation that your government was more willing to send money overseas than to secure your border. Okay. Okay. Like, it's okay to be frustrated. I was more frustrated about the flags being waved in the people's house than I was about the money. Yes. Because I hope they spend us into oblivion. Light this candle, baby. Let's go.
It's already lit.
Let's go. I still woke up today. So did you, ladies and gentlemen. We're still here. We ain't going anywhere. We ain't going anywhere. I promise you. When push comes to shove, if I had to, I'm going out in a blaze of glory. In a blaze of glory. Yeah. But with that said, we are an hour and 18 minutes in. So now I do want to say something. I need to cover this. I need to say it. So, all right. I love that we have listeners all over the world. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. I love you. I promise you. But we can only ship to the United States. Okay. So this stuff we give away, I can only ship to the United States. I tried to ship something to Canada recently.
Twice.
Don't know what happened to it. Had to fill out a customs form, the whole nine. I can only ship to the United States, all right? I can only ship to the United States. But again, please, we love having you as part of the family. I promise you. We love you. The people, like, I know we have listeners in Australia, Denmark, all over, UK, Canada, everywhere. If I didn't mention your country, let us know. I love it. I love that we have people all over the world listening, but I can only ship to the United States, okay? So, with that said, we're going to go. We're going to go to give a shout-out to our sponsors, you know, the people who help us put this show on. But when we come back, I got another pretty – that thing looks sexy, don't it?
Ooh.
Ooh.
I would have something to give away, but I wouldn't be able to send it out.
Right. Don't worry. I got you, Is, because I also, when we come back, how about we go with sponsors and then I'll show the Tumblr? How's that sound?
Okay. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes. Head on over to MyPillow.com/alphavets. A wide range of items for all your sleeping needs. From the original MyPillow, the new MyPillow 2.0 with cooling technology, bed sheets, dog beds, summer gear, and more. You can save up to 65% with the promo code alphavets. Head on over to MyPillow.com/alphavets. GodFirstGear.com, the official store for all Alphavets merchandise. Whether you want comfortable hoodies, t-shirts, ball caps, beanies, and much more items to come, high-quality merchandise is over at GodFirstGear.com. You can use promo code Alphavets on everything in the store. GodFirstGear.com. Harley's Doggy Dog World, husband and wife tumbler and cup creators. They put your ideas on tumblers and cups, as well as pre-existing tumblers. High-quality tumblers, use the Alphavets promo code at Harley's Doggy Dog World. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It is truly automated. Set it and forget it. Ammo purchasing program. Pick your calibers, set the budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Your ammo grows slowly over time, is stored for free as it builds up, and is shipped with the click of a button or automatically. It's like an ammunition subscription on steroids because you aren't forced into a set budget and shipment every month. Instead, you decide your budget and schedule when you want your ammo shipments. Ammo Squared offers over 60 different caliber options. Each shipment contains a carefully curated mix of factory new ammunition from brands you know and love. It's budget friendly and customizable. Buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. Everything is managed online using a simple web app. Forget about moving heavy cases of ammunition in your garage or trying to sell it online. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in seconds with just a few clicks, or sell it all back if you need the money. There is no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget, then watch it grow over time like a savings account. With it being election year, you never know what the deep state is going to try and do. You know about ammo shortages and everything like that. Do not be caught with not being able to get any ammo. Head on over to AmmoSquared.com/alphavets and sign up today. Are you seeing that the U.S. dollar is failing? Between inflation, high rates, and debt beyond belief, do you think that the current U.S. financial system is sustainable? It's not. The whole world is moving towards gold and silver. Don't be stuck as the last one holding the fiat dollar. All fiat currencies have an expiration date, and we are reaching it. Between the everything bubble and the criminals who run your government, the projected path of the financial system is only going down. We here at Alphavets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the number one veteran bullion dealer in the nation.
Whether you want to roll over your retirement into a gold IRA or buy precious metals, look no further than Midas Gold. Free silver with qualifying purchase for Alphabet's listeners. Protect yourself from the irresponsibility of the U.S. government. Look to Midas Gold for all your precious metal needs. All you need to do is text the word Alphabets to 232-425, and they'll take care of what you need. You can find all the links for Alphabet's partners below on our Rumble channel. They're also easily accessible at www.alphabets.online. We thank you for all your support.
I got to make that shorter.
Why? Well, I like it. I like it. I like it. Oh, all right. Man. So, for the silver, I have Remy 68. Remy 68, congratulations. You just won an ounce of silver. Now, I got a tumbler here. Pretty cool. I like it. It's got Psalm 56:3, and it says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." So, for the tumbler, we got Rhonda. Oh, I hope I don't butcher this. Rhonda McCoskey. Rhonda McCoskey. You just won this wonderful tumbler. Congratulations. And you know what? While I'm at it, why not? I'm in a given mood today. Got all this cool stuff. It's a hat. Is, can you pick a hat, please?
Oh, yes, I can do such a thing.
All right. Yes, all right.
Holla for the hat. I'll give it like, you know, a couple seconds here. Holla for the hat. Stuck in my head.
What is that? Did you make that up?
The sponsor song. The song we got. Amy Nichols 1719.
Who?
Amy Nichols.
Oh, hold on. I think I just saw that. Amy Nichols 1719. Awesome. Now, Iz, do me a favor. I'll put you on the spot again. Can you pick a flag, please? Can you pick somebody for that beautiful flag I got behind?
That beautiful flag. Yeah, we can do that. We are going to go. Oggle boggle bee.
That's awesome. I'm gonna say that three times fast.
Oggle boggle bee.
I'm trying to find the name in all of these usernames. There it is. All right, I'm gonna write that down.
Cool. Now, for those winners tonight, now that Aga Bagabi, that was for the flag drawing. For the winners that got something tonight, if you could email us at alphavetsmedia@gmail.com and give us your name, username, and somewhere to send it to, we would be glad to send it out.
Yes, we would. And so thank you. Thank you for coming out. I hope everybody has a wonderful Wednesday tomorrow. And I will be back on Thursday with Ashton Forbes. You're not going to want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to be a little dry.
Ashton is a wealth of knowledge. Well, you can watch. You can watch if you want to, you know.
I'll be lurking.
Iz will be lurking, taking notes. Like,
yeah, always.
He screwed that up. Lurking. I'm gonna have to tell him about it. He screwed that up. Way to go. No.
Absolutely not, dude. You're better than this than I am.
Whatever. Definitely Thursday night, we're gonna have some fun. Ashton is a wealth of knowledge, and we're gonna learn again. Remember, I told you everybody has their niche in this great awakening. And Ashton has done such a good job, you know, really bringing to light all of these technologies that the government hides from us. It's these people who don't have your best interest in mind. They use these technologies behind our backs in order to benefit and enrich themselves. And yeah, I think it's going to be a great conversation. It was the first time we had him on. It was a wonderful conversation. I learned so much and my mind was blown. So plus, if you haven't, if you're not following him on X, the UFO community comes after this dude so hard, and he like takes a flamethrower to him. It's awesome.
He really does.
It's awesome. Yeah. So looking forward to Thursday, man. Definitely look forward to it. And we will see you. We will see you then, or we'll see you another time.
See you then, or maybe not.
Maybe not.
All right, I appreciate you guys for coming out. Obviously, I love you guys all. I love everyone. And yeah, Chris, looking forward to what you got in store in the coming days.
Yeah, man. And you be safe. You be safe. We will miss you. Yeah. We will miss you.
I'm always watching.
All right.
I'm always watching. Always there. You just don't know it.
Just don't know it.
We'll talk to you guys later. Appreciate you. Holla.
Holla.